Thank you, Lord Jesus. Isaiah chapter 9 is where I'd like to turn your attention. Verse number 6. And then Isaiah 25 and verse 1. Two places. Thank you, musicians. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen. I was truly inspired by the youth service I went to on Friday night. It brought back, it flooded my mind with remembrances. And I'll get into that in just a little while. It's a part of what I'm going to speak on today. But this is the scriptures I'd like to use here. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. That verse says a lot, my friend. Amen. That says a lot right there. Amen. Now, also Isaiah chapter 25, verse number 1. O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Amen. Amen. His name shall be called Wonderful. It said in Isaiah 9:6. My topic is very simple. Wonderful. Would you say that with me? Wonderful. I tell you, my God is wonderful. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. I know that you're able. Lord, I pray, I ask even right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, of your wonderful name, Lord, of your wonderful greatness, God, of all the wonder, Lord, that is in you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you. I pray your hand, God, of understanding, of anointing, of revelation, of truth, Lord, today in this house. I pray you, Lord, would be magnified and lifted up here today. Lord, that you would bless your people and open our understanding and bless, Lord, our minds to receive what your word and, Lord, what to understand just how wonderful you are in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. These two verses use that description talking of God, that He is wonderful. Both of these places in Scripture, they use the same Hebrew word in both places. And we get our English word wonderful from the Hebrew word Pele, P-E-L-E. I'm not sure if I pronounce it correctly. P-E-L-E. But it means marvelous. A wonder. A marvel. Extraordinary. Beyond human understanding. Wonder of God's redemption. The word wonderful, if you look it up in the Oxford English Dictionary, it says, inspiring delight, pleasure, or admiration, extremely good, marvelous. Our God really is wonderful. Amen. On our ride here, Joel rides with me to church, and we had our discussion, and I told him I have a simple title of wonderful today, but it seems as if an almost impossible task. How could I possibly convey? How can the even human mind understand how wonderful God is? Amen. It's an impossible task. Amen. But I want to try just to the very best of my ability to try and say something about how wonderful God is. God is wonderful. Someone say out loud, wonderful.
Wonderful.
Amen. Wonderful. The Word of God. It declares Jesus is. It talks a lot about from Genesis to Revelation and all of the books in between. I think everything in the entirety of all the Bible is to show us how wonderful God is. Amen. The Word of God declares that Jesus is the first and the last. Amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and He is the end. He is the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. He's the Christ, the Anointed One. The Word incarnate. The Lamb of God. The Light of the world. The Good Shepherd. The Prince of Peace. The Mighty God. Man, I'm excited about that. Do you understand that Jesus the Christ, He's not just part of a triune Trinity? That's a misconception of men. Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. Whew. He's the everlasting Father. He's Emmanuel, God with us. He's not just for us. He's with us. Amen. Never leaves me. Never forsakes me. Jesus Christ, He is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He's the bread of life. The bright morning star. The author and the finisher of our faith. Among many other things. You see, that youth service on Friday night, it brought back to my remembrance when I was a young man. I was baptized in the name of Jesus Christ in our home church in Superior, Wisconsin, when I was 11 years old. And God filled me the following year at family camp in Wisconsin when I was 12. That was more than 50 years ago. Oh my word, where has time gone? What happened? Poof, and I'm a grandpa. But life, my friend, my life has been blessed because of how wonderful God is. Amen. God, I have no complaints. I'm not here to complain to you. My God has been good to me. Amen. The youth service on Friday night, it reminded me of that time when many of these young people are, you know, some of them are preteens, some of them are young teens, and some of them are older teens. But as I looked at that, I don't know, how many campers were registered at camp? Do you remember? Was it 200? Pretty close. No, at the encounter. Probably at least, it was an awesome thing to see some 200 plus young people and their youth workers and some parents and some pastors, and that altar was full of young people worshiping God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for our courageous youth staff workers that were a part of that. Thank you for going and doing that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I think we had, was it 12? How many people do we have from our young people? How many young people do we have go? 14. Whatever she said. I couldn't hear her. But 14, I think, was the number. Okay. And a pastor and his wife. Praise the Lord. It was awesome. I remember being there when I was that age at that type of event. And I tell you, it was that influence in my life at that time when I was a young man, when I was baptized and was filled with the Holy Ghost and God gave me an experience with Him. It was that time in my life that pointed me in the direction of God. He gave me something that the world cannot take away. He gave me a truth, the revelation of who God is. I understood. It's not just because my mom went to church. It's not just because my friend went to church. It was because I know God. Now, it's true, there was a period in my life where I didn't serve God. There was a 7-year period where I was lost my mind and I went out of the church. But it was during that time that I realized, like Brother Owens, when he came, he said he felt one time when he was out in the world, I don't belong here. I don't belong in this place. I don't belong in the place that the world has for me. The world's got a place for every young person. The world would like to swallow up our young people. The world wants to just take control of our young people. But young person, you don't belong in that place of the world. God has given you a revelation of who He is, and God has given you a promise that He wants to take you all the way in your whole life to the place that He wants you to be. I tell you, God gave me favor when I didn't even know what I was doing. God saved my wife, and He saved me, and pulled us both out of a very wicked world and into His safety. How wonderful is God? If I could only possibly express just how wonderful, it's an impossible task. I cannot explain how wonderful God is, because as wonderful as God is in my life, He's done things for you that He never did for me. Amen. God's done things for you and you and you and you that God never did those things for me. But that's how wonderful God is. He's an awesome God. When I look, you know, and I had, this is getting, I don't know if this is not in my notes, but I knew young people that were standing beside me in the altar. They were standing there praying with me at the altar. There were young people in my youth group at church, and we were from a pretty small church. It was smaller than this church. And you know, with a youth group that's got 8 people in it, you know, you get to know those 8 people pretty good. And those young people that didn't live for God, the tragedy and the torment of just the sadness of their life, I don't even want to speak of it. But it was not good. But also, there are those young people that were there with me at those altars. My buddy Roy Grant, he was with me the night in family camp. It was Friday night and camp was closing. I'm talking, the music is calming down, and the speaker that's getting ready to dismiss, he's got the microphone in his hand and he's ready to walk up to the pulpit to say, "Dismissed, camp is over." My friend, at that very late moment in the camp meeting, Roy Grant received the gift of the Holy Ghost. He was speaking in other tongues. My best friend in the whole world had just received the Holy Ghost. We had been all week long at family camp praying every night and having a great time. It was awesome. It was wonderful. I was on top of the world. But I needed the Holy Ghost. I'd been baptized a whole year ago. And when you're 12 years old, a year ago was a long time. I've been baptized forever. I've been baptized dozens of services. I've been baptized a long, long, long time, it felt like anyway. And I was desperate. God, before that preacher gets to the pulpit, before he says dismissed, God, I need the Holy Ghost. And I said, Roy, you gave Roy the Holy Ghost. I was jealous. My best friend got the Holy Ghost. God, I want it too. And God filled me with the Holy Ghost. God filled me with the Holy Ghost with an altar full of young people. That is what was flooding my mind on Friday night. I was remembering the experience that I had with God. I was remembering what it felt like to pour out my heart before God, pour out my innermost feelings. You know what? You can get mad at God. I got mad at God. God, you can't give my friend the Holy Ghost and not give me the Holy Ghost. That's not fair. I want the Holy Ghost. And I worship God with all my heart. God filled me with the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. I tell you, we serve a wonderful God. And it was that experience never left me. No, I got caught up in things in the world, and I went the wrong way, and I did some stupid stuff, and it's not good. And I've told this before. I had my girlfriend, Jeanette, who, of course, is now my longtime sweetheart bride. God made her just for me. Amen. It was a special gift from God. But we together, we were in the world doing stupid stuff side by side. She had no idea of what I'd experienced. She had no idea of just how good God is. She did not know how wonderful the God is that I knew. You see, I knew that Jesus Christ is the Almighty God, that there is no other God, that God does do marvelous things in your life, that God is a miracle worker, that God does wonderful things for His people. She went to a Lutheran church, mostly on, Christmas and Easter, sometimes New Year's. I was at their house on New Year's, and they were going to the watch night service on midnight. It was a nighttime service. It was New Year's. And the church was packed full. I mean, shoulder to shoulder, every pew, and they had people in the back standing up. It's packed. And that guy with the fancy robe and all the stuff going, he was reading his text. People were saying amen on cue. Say amen when you're supposed to. And I was a backslidden Pentecostal young person. I was like, what is this? I'm thinking in my mind, what is going on? Why is he saying these things? And why are these people going along with it? This is not how God wants to move in His people. You see, I had a genuine experience with God. I had been baptized. I had been filled with the Holy Ghost. I had seen miracles with mine eyes. I had been there when the firebrand preachers were, getting it. And I was right there with them. I mean, I knew what a church service is supposed to be like. And I was thinking, I had a mustache, a goatee, bushy long hair that was out to my shoulders, out to the edges of my shoulders. I mean, bushy. I got pictures of it. I could reach my hair. I can't reach my hand up that far anymore, but I used to be able to reach my hand up and touch the back of my hair. It was so long. I looked like a lion. Yeah, I was like a bushy, wild man. Backslidden, look crazy kind of guy. That was me. And I was sitting in that service on New Year's, and I had seen probably a quarter of those people at the party on Saturday night, the night before, that the family was given. Drinking and, you know, carrying on and go to the party on Saturday and church on Sunday morning. Something just wasn't ringing right. This whole thing is messed up. And God spoke to me in that service. Not about what he was preaching, but that you know who I am and you don't belong here. You belong in an apostolic, one God, Jesus name preaching church. I left out of there, and my girlfriend, why don't we go to church with your mom? What a great idea that is. Backslidden Pentecostal wild man. Look, why don't we go to my mom's church, the Apostolic United Pentecostal, Apostolic Pentecostal Church in Superior? You want me to go there with you? I'm thinking in my mind, if I go there with, then we, I lived with her. We were living together. If I go there, I can't come back here. Everything's going to change today if we do that. She didn't understand. I was trying to tell her. I was trying to convey what a move of God was really like, how that God's presence moves in you and God does miraculous things. God is marvelous. God is wonderful. God does miracles. God fills people with the Holy Ghost. She didn't even know what the Holy Ghost was. That was, you know, somebody thinks you pour water on you, you get the Holy Ghost. You know, no, that's not it. That's not how it works. But I tried to my best ability to explain to her what a move of God was really like, and how that living for God would change your life, and that how God was calling me to live for Him. Baby, I'm going to go to Virginia. I'm going to live for God there. And there's a great church there, and I'm going to get myself in that church and stay there. I hope you'll come with me. I'm asking you to come visit, and if you like it, you're going to like it. I guarantee you're going to like it. I guarantee God will help you. God changed our lives. That's how wonderful God is. Amen. That's how wonderful. That's what God does. Amen. God did it for me. He can do it for you. Young person, you want to have a great marriage? Ladies, get a man that loves God more than you. Men, you want to have a great marriage? Find a woman that will serve God before she serves you. Amen. Find someone that puts God first, and God will bless your life. Amen. But this thing of going out in the world, it will eat you up. It will consume you. The whole world will. Man, my life is better because I know who Jesus is. Amen. Let me tell you some little piece of what I know about Jesus. I know Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. What God did for me when I was a young person, God can do today in young people today. I know that He loves me. Romans 8, 39. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Nothing can take me out of the hand of God. Nothing can pull me away from Him. I know His mercy is never ending. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endureth forever. Anybody, anywhere, for anything. I know that God will forgive you. Amen. I taught on repentance just a few weeks ago on Wednesday night. Listen to the tape. Amen. I know He can heal anything. My God is a healer. Amen. Psalm 103, verse number 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. And He can clean up messed up people. I was one. I know He can. Amen. Who healeth all thy diseases. All. Thank you very much. All. I know He can set the captive free. Amen. Raise your hand if you've been set free. Amen. All over the place. How about Egypt? He set them free. Need I say any more? I know He can deliver the hurting from whatever is hurting them. Amen. I know He is the source and the giver of full and free salvation. I know He is my help in the time of trouble. Amen. Amen. When I don't know what to do, when all the other avenues have closed, when I have no other earthly idea what to do next, my God is my deliverer. You know, there's lots of help groups. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, and Narcotics Anonymous, and other groups try to get you to get yourself right and to help you on your way. And, you know, they need financial counseling, CPAs, and medical doctors. And, you know, I'm not against them. Our church has a CPA, and yeah, I got financial advisors, and yes, I go to the doctor. But you know what? It's not them that I trust in. I trust in the Lord. The Lord is going to heal my body. The Lord is going to save my soul. The Lord is going to bring me through. Praise the Lord. I know only He has the power to change a life completely. Amen. Amen. I always thought it was absolutely incredible that Alcoholics Anonymous, the most successful rehabilitation program, they claim to be a successful rehabilitation program, and their success rate is like 97% people go back to drinking. Like 97% of the time. I wouldn't say that's very successful. But I tell you, you can. You can, in Jesus Christ, be set free. You can be delivered. You can live a right life. You can live for God. God is for you. He is with you. God will never forsake you. He wants to deliver you. I learned early in life, just a young man, that God is my protector. I learned early in life that God really loves me. Even when I messed up, God still loves me. Even when I did wrong, God still loved me. Even when I... It had been a number of years. Like I said, 7 years I went outside the church and acting stupid. Even then, God still loved me. Most importantly, I learned early that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Jesus Christ is there for me. Amen. He is wonderful. He is amazing. He is marvelous. He is extraordinary. He's miraculous. His deity. I love if you could pronounce this word extraordinary or extraordinary. He is extraordinary because He is God with us. Man, that is awesome. He is extraordinary because He is God manifest in the flesh. He is extraordinary because He is the great I Am. He's extraordinary because all things were made by Him. All things were made for Him and by Him, and all things consist because of Him. It's just a wonder to me. You know, they make these big telescopes and put them way out there in space, and they send back the signals to Earth, and they get these pictures, and oh, it's amazing. And God made the stars also. Amen. You know, some planets are closer to the sun, and it is the gravity, they say, of the sun that keeps them in rotation around that. Well, there's another planet a few million miles further out also doing it. And another one a few million miles further also. Well, if that sun has gravity, why don't they just all get pulled in and all sucked up and burned by the sun? But God put them in a perfect orbit. God put them in their place on purpose. Amen. If we were closer, we'd burn up. If we were further, we'd freeze. God put us in the perfect place that God wanted us to be. Amen. I believe that you are in the house of God today because God wants you in His house. God placed you where He wants you to be. It was God's miraculous, wonderful mercy that brought me here. Praise the Lord. He is extraordinary because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. His love for all people, you and me, is absolutely amazing. His love is amazing because He loves each and every one of us with a love that will never cease. His love is amazing because nothing can separate us from His love. There's nothing in this world that is worth giving up Jesus for. Nothing. Nothing in this world worth giving up Jesus for. In fact, everything is better when you have Jesus. Everything. His saving power is wonderful. Because He is the Savior of the world. He is wonderful because He gives life more abundantly. My life is better because I know who Jesus is. Amen. I serve the Lord. That makes a big difference in your life. Amen. Serve the Lord. He is wonderful because He is our Redeemer. He made man in the garden and man fell into sin. And God brought him back. God brought me back. I'm thankful. God brought many of you back unto Him. It's not a small thing, my friend, that you can come back to God. Amen. That's wonderful. It's wonderful. Amen. Matthew 11, verse 19, a friend of publicans and sinners. Amen. Wine bibbers. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. You know, Jesus did not take that in offense. He wants those people to know Him, that they can come out of that sin. Amen. God wants you to know Him, that He can change your life. He is the all-powerful God. He is the all-powerful God because all His promises are yea and amen. Amen is truth. All His promises are true. He is the all-powerful God because He cannot lie. If God said it, it is so. The whole world can be a liar. The whole world could be lying the same lie. But God's word is true. Amen. He is the all-powerful God because He cannot fail. He cannot fail. He is the all-powerful God because He is the healer of all diseases. You know, I've been kind of looked down on, perhaps. But when I tell people what I've seen God do, open blind eyes, open deaf ears, heal broken bones, heal of cancer, heal of diabetes, heal back problems in a moment. Amen. Cast out demons, goiters, lumps that are growing, leave in 1 second. They're gone. Where'd it go? Where it happened in this church. Over and over and over. By the dozens, by the hundreds. How could I ever convey all those wonderful things? Everything. But Matt, didn't God heal your shoulder here? God do something for your shoulder? Amen. Praise the Lord. My God is a healer. How many people here in your body have been miraculously healed by God? I'll tell you what. Musicians come. We're gonna do a little experiment. Keep your hand up. Stand up. If God gave you a miracle healing, stand up. Now, in 2 seconds, I'd like you to say, my shoulder healed cancer, healed. Blah, blah. You got 2 seconds. Okay, praise the Lord. Sit down. Someone else. One at a time, though. Healed your finger. Sit down. Healed your back. Sit down. Healed your finger in pain. Cancer, sit down. Foot. Got healed sickness. Back. Shoulder. Your head. Your knee. Cancer. Is that standing? Are you standing? Kind of look halfway standing. Praise, look at that. Praise the Lord. Breast cancer. Cancer. What is it? All right. Patience. Okay. Thank you. Yes. Took you out of a coma. We have to serve a wonderful God. Yeah. 2 seconds. Breast cancer. Procedures. Cancer. Hip. Depression. All right. Infertility. Ulcers. I'll tell you what.
I got one.
Go ahead.
When I was a baby, God healed me of a fever.
But fever can take children out of here. Amen. Alyssa had prayed for years. Tears. Want to have a baby. They got more babies hardly than they know what to do with. They're trying to handle what God gave them. Be careful what you ask for, because God is able
enough
to do it for you.
Not enough.
Not enough. Amen. God's good. Stand up with me, will you? We serve a wonderful God. That's my point. That's what I'm trying to get across. And I've not even hardly scratched the surface of how good God is. God is better to me than I've been to myself. If you know that God is a wonderful God, and you believe God can do a wonderful thing today, I'd like to ask you to lift your hands and lift your voice, and let's magnify God together. If you'd like to pray at the altar, this altar is open right now. We're going to have a time together right now of magnifying the Lord. Let's worship Him. Come on, if you want to pray at the altar, come on. God can do wonderful things in your life right now. Come on, let's pray.
It's not as dark as you believe. It's not as bad as it may seem. And if it feels like you can't breathe, there's still a voice that's whispering. Your story's not over because you're still breathing. What seems like an ending is just a beginning. Hope and a future coming alive. You're gonna make it. You're gonna make it. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I gotta give you praise today. Thank you, Jesus. There's not a word that He can't keep. His power is perfect when you're weak. When you're afraid, He'll give. Yes and amen, His promise speaks. Your story's not over because you're still breathing.